Hey guys, welcome back to the LFC Transfer Room podcast. My name's Liam and I will be your host for today. As always, we are joined by Firmino's number one fan, Mr. Tommy Lister. How are we doing, fella?
Yeah, I'm doing great, mate. How are you doing on this fine day? How is Liam?
Liam's all right. Liam is in dire need of a haircut. I'm bringing back the Beckham curtain look. That'll be from your youth, won't it, Richie? Speaking of Richie, he's back this week. We're all very pleased that you're back, Richie. Me, Tommy, and the listeners. It's great to have you. Hopefully you've cooked up a decent fact for us.
I have. You're going to have to get your pen and paper ready, and it's one that we can play along with at home.
Well, last time that didn't go too well for me because I didn't need a pen and paper. I just had two names in my head, and I was like, yeah, well, I'm done
now. You'll be all right. You'll be all right this time. Time's going to be the killer.
Oh, okay, I like the sound of this one. Right, I'm looking forward to that later on then. But we'll jump straight in. Just a few sort of quick fire transfer rumours. Nothing that we're going to discuss too heavily. We've already discussed a few of these players previously on the pod anyway. The first one that we've not discussed, Wilfried Tsingo of Torino. Liverpool had a £17 million bid rejected for him. He's a right back. Not good news for Nico. Well, it's good news that it got rejected, but not good news that we're looking for a backup right back. But yeah, that's that one. Rodrigo De Paul, who we covered about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, I think it was. And at the time, we thought like this price tag that the reports were quoted as was quite cheap. Udinese have come out this past week and said 40 million isn't going to be enough. So we were right. It was a bit cheap. And they've kind of gone, hang on. No, it's up the price a bit. Another one who's going to be on the cheap is Napoli's Kalidou Koulibaly. They're wanting a cut price deal for him. I believe his contract ends next summer, is it? He's got like, just over a year left, I think. So they'll be wanting a cut price deal for him. Big man Divock, who we discussed last week, Tommy. Inter have again been cited as linked with him. And finally, a former Red, Coutinho. Barca are wanting £40 million for him. So I did just want to have one quick question on that one, actually, because Tommy, you mentioned something about Coutinho as one of your unpopular opinions a few weeks back now. And I was kind of saying like, oh, so what would your sort of price range be? How much would you be willing to pay to have him back? So I'd be interested to hear, are you both happy for 40 mil? Would you? Because Richie, you disagreed. You didn't want Coutinho back at all. But for 40 mil, would you?
Nah, I'm still not having him back.
Still not having him. Tommy? I mean, I said about 50 mil, I'd probably have him back.
To be fair, so 40. Would we not be owed a bit of money off or something? I don't know if they still owe us money in the deal, so
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, so you would probably get an even cheaper deal.
You know what? I think I'm a rich. I think 40. No. 40 is not too much. It's Coutinho. 50. I'll
put 50. There we go. Yeah, I was thinking like 50 is like just like, I'd be thinking about it. But 40, I'm having that all day long. But now we're going to jump into the proper big news. The big one of the day. We were all very excited this morning when we woke up. And David Ornstein, was it, reported on this? £40 million for Ibrahim Konaté of Rasenballsport Leipzig. I mean, what do we make of that? Obviously, the big one of those two French central defenders at Leipzig was Upamecano. He obviously he's not gone to Bayern. He's going to Bayern, and we've swooped in and got the other one. What do we make of him as a player? How much have you both watched of him?
Richard, do you want to go? I really like him, to be honest, because you know when we played Leipzig, he was not the one that was constantly trying to give us goals. It was Upamecano that was standing out for the wrong reasons. And then I remember, I think it was someone for the Athletic today was saying that Upamecano is the one that sort of uses his pace and physicality, and Konaté uses his positional awareness and intelligence. And Pacey, I obviously haven't watched a lot of him, but everyone that has really good words to say about him, saying he can go right to the top. Adding that to Gomez, Van Dijk, Kabak, or even Matip, whoever it is just going to be incredible. I'd love it.
Richie, thoughts on young Konaté?
Yeah, 21 years old. His buyout clause is €40 million, so it's actually a little bit cheaper. It's £34 million, so again, for a 21-year-old centre-back with, you know, he does come with quite a bit of pedigree, doesn't he? He's certainly one of the players who, I think even last summer we were discussing and said that we wanted Konaté. obviously, like, you know, when you look on Twitter, the main thing that comes up is his injury record. And since the 2018-2019 season, he's missed 46 games, three muscle-related injuries, which I suppose is a bit of a worry. His latest one, though, his ankle injury, is obviously just something completely different. Hopefully it's just been a bit of bad luck. You know, we don't need any more bad luck with injuries. So that's something maybe to keep our eye on. But the thing that interested me the most is that Liverpool's aerial success this season is 46%. And that's the third worst in England's top tier. So obviously we need somebody who can dominate the air. Out of 267 players in the Bundesliga to contest 20 or more headed battles, Konate's aerial success rate is 85%. And that's the best in the league. So that would certainly bolster our aerial presence. He's 6 foot four. You know, he's just physically strong. He's very, very fast as well. So there is a high ceiling to Konate's game, and Klopp can certainly bring out, you know, his maximum potential. So, yeah, really, if it comes through, obviously it says Ornstein from The Athletic that it's advanced stages. It's obviously not signed deal. It's advanced stages. But for £34 million, for me, I think that's a great signing.
Yeah, I agree. I was just going to add to that. I saw, because I tweeted something about my concerns for the injuries, and I saw someone replied to me, like a thread someone else has done, and I saw another person tweet. So the injury issues aren't as bad as we thought. I'm pretty sure, I don't know all the medical stuff behind it, but he's had some surgery done on him, which is like really, really effective for the one reoccurring problem he had. And I don't think it was that bad of a recurring issue. And he's gone 9+ months without an injury. So I think the only, like Richie says, the only red flag was his injury concerns. And I've seen a few people dismiss them quite convincingly. So touch wood, hopefully.
Yeah.
He hasn't come to Liverpool yet. So that's the whole.
Yeah. He's not met our physios yet. No, I'm really fond of him. The resident Bundesliga expert, obviously. Although I don't really watch that much Leipzig, to be perfectly honest with you. But yeah, I mean, you usually it's Upamecano is like the one, but a lot of people and like pretty reputable like journalists and, you know, just people related to sort of football media, all sort of say, oh no, like Upamecano is just like, you know, the every man who watches football will go, oh, it's Upamecano, like he's the one. And then like if you actually know the game, Konate is apparently the better one. But I think they're both class. So I'm happy either way. And at that price, yeah, it's an absolute steal for the Reds. But we'll move it on to another player we've been linked to quite heavily. I think around the time Coutinho originally left, this was a big link and a bit sort of, you know, here and there we've had small rumours. But it's Paulo Dybala, who's rejected a contract extension at Juventus. And Liverpool are among a host of top European teams being linked to him. So it's Liverpool, obviously, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, PSG, and Spurs. Is that right? You wrote this, Richard. Spurs?
Yeah.
They're not spending money.
Spurs very nearly signed him, didn't they?
Well, yeah, that was a weird one as well.
Yeah, towards the end. So I assume that they're coming back in for him. But again, you know, a really good player, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's... He's kind of one of them for me. Where when he was younger, was it Palermo? Palermo, yeah. Or Palmer? Palermo. He came from, and he had like a really amazing breakout season at Palermo. Obviously, Juve snapped him up. And for the first couple of years, he was still like a really hot prospect, young talent in Europe. And then he's just kind of one of them who's sort of faded. I wouldn't say into obscurity, but he's just faded into this domestic machine that Juve have, where like none of the players really stand out because they just win everything every year domestically, and in the Champions League, you know, they get to the knockouts and that's what they do. So for me, I'm not sure whether you two agree, because I don't watch that much Serie A. He's just kind of one of them names that I don't hear about that often, but obviously he's still an absolute class player. What's your thoughts on this one?
I think had this been a couple of years ago, it would be like a Liverpool dream signing, just purely because it was, like you said, that Coutinho replacement, and he can play further, you know, in attack as well. He's not just a centre, you know, a central attacking midfielder. He's also a support striker or a centre forward. And yeah, I think it's hard because you look at his wage that he's rejected. He's currently on 225k a week, and he's rejected,
which would put him as our top earner already, wouldn't that, off the bat?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've obviously got a transfer fee to pay on top of that. So again, I can't personally see it happening. Let's say it did, though. What I did is, obviously, because he plays in the same position, I took Firmino's games for Liverpool.
I knew this was coming.
Dybala's games for Juventus, and they're quite similar. Dybala's played 172 matches, scored 70 goals and assisted 31. Firmino's played 30 more games, so 202 games, scoring 63 and 40 assists. So they are quite on par in terms of numbers and output. Dybala scores slightly more, but Firmino assists slightly more.
It's not a shock that Dybala scored more than Firmino, though. That's,
no, and especially when you look at...
It's like 300 Serie A's.
Yeah. Especially if you look at the shot per game average, Dybala averages 3 shots a game. And that's, you know, that's pretty high. One new thing that's come out on FB Ref, or something new that I've seen, is a shot creating actions. So it's basically a shot creating action is an offensive action which leads to a shot. So it could be a dribble, a pass, drawing a foul, anything like that. And Dybala has 5 per game, and Firmino has 3 per game. So again, they're quite close, but it looks like Dybala maybe makes something more happen. But as we've said, it's Serie A, it's not the Premier League. It's a completely different kettle of fish to be able to replicate that sort of form in the Premier League. So yeah, I can't personally see it happening, purely because of that wage. And if he's rejecting 225k a week, Liverpool aren't going to offer much more than that at all, if anything, really, plus a transfer fee on top, because his contract doesn't expire until next season.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, yeah. Nothing really much to add. You've just had enough of a possible Firmino slander.
No, I feel really bad doing it, but it's like the only position that he can take, isn't it? Let's be realistic.
Say that, yeah. That
do you think he could?
He's someone in the mold.
He could play an eight, like a progressive eight for us.
Two hipster.
Oof. It's something I try on Football Manager, but yeah, not for real world that.
Speaking of number eights, though.
Yeah, speaking of number eights, and speaking of Juventus, we're raiding the old lady. Poor woman. That's what they're called, mate. Aaron Ramsey is apparently considering Liverpool. This one's come from Calcio Machato. I don't know how it's pronounced. One of them. So obviously, I mean, we're all pretty familiar with him. He's been out of England after leaving Arsenal 2 seasons ago now, on a free. I mean, played some big games for Juventus, won some big competitions. Would you take him? I mean, he's, again, like Konate, he's one of them with the injuries for me, and would be the big issue. What are your thoughts?
Tommy, you take the field off. Like, I stole Dybala, so.
We're on about Ramsey, aren't we?
We are on about Aaron Ramsey.
I zoned out for half a second.
I can't remember if I said his name then. Did I say it? Go on, Tommy.
I just think there's other options. There's so many other options. What's the point? I don't know. Again, like, if he's at Juventus, probably on higher wages as it is, he'll come. He's not the kind of player that's, you know, deserving of the wages he'd probably be on. And he was quality that couple years when he just started bagging constantly and was really good for Arsenal. If we were getting that Ramsey, then yeah, why not? But unlikely. I haven't watched him for years now, so you never know. But I think there's just better midfield options out there. He's a bit older and injury issues. Plus, I'm pretty sure his injury issues were probably coming under the same physio that we have right now. So,
he was Arsenal's former physio, weren't he?
Not
you get PTSD when he walks into Melwood and sees him. Well, I did look into it, though. He's only missed 18 games since joining Juve. It's like 2 seasons, 18 games. It's not awful. He just seems to have like sort of niggling recurring injuries that put him out for like a couple of weeks at a time, which is difficult then, because not only can he not really get into a decent run of form and consistently get game time, then the team is obviously having to change constantly when a key player is out. But I think based on his numbers, he does seem like pretty similar to the Ramsey that left Arsenal. Like I say, again, it's not someone that I've watched a lot of since he left the Premier League. But he's in the top eight. He's in the 84th percentile for non-penalty expected goals among midfielders, which is like what he, like you say, that season when he was bagging for Arsenal. That's kind of what he did. He was always arriving late, or just arriving in the box at the right time. And like the amount of times, do you like the amount of times we get like a cross comes into the box, like a low cross, Trent, you know, and then defender sticks his leg out, keeper palms it away, and you're like, someone red, get on that. And no one's ever there. That'd be like Ramsey's bread and butter. I mean, the big thing is for me, the wages and potential injury issues and the Arsenal form of physio that we've now got. But, I mean, his style of play isn't really something we've got amongst our midfielders. Again, he's one of them who's a progressive passer. He's not much as much of a ball carrier. But I think he'd be, you know, a goal contribution from midfield more than what we've got now.
He averages a goal or assist every 204 minutes, which is not bad considering we've got Gini, Thiago, Keita all on zero assists. Henderson's on one assist. Ox is on one assist. And Shaqiri is our highest assisting midfielder on two. Correct. So
when did Ox get an assist? That's what I want to know.
It was, was it the West Ham game for Salah? I can't remember. But, every 204 minutes. So, you know, it is an improvement. But like you say, he's 30 years old.
He's 30 now.
Yeah, he's 30. Yeah,
Right. Well, no, then. Yeah. So just Santiago, and he's 30. I don't want another 30-year-old coming in.
Yeah, and obviously you've got Gini in there, and you've got Henderson in there. You know, who are knocking on the doors of 30 or are 30 anyway. So I can't. You know, it's going to stop Keita coming through. It's going to stop Curtis Jones coming through. You'll have to pay a transfer fee, and obviously Ramsey will have to take a massive wage cut to do that. So
yeah,
not worth it.
No, I agree. The last one we've got, and we're not really gonna discuss this one too seriously because I think we're all pretty much in agreement it's kind of a dream and it's just been reported because of obviously the past. And it's Luis Suarez. It's come from, well, the Echo have reported on it. I'm not sure where the original link was. Maybe you know, Richard. But the Echo have come out and said Suarez is, is he for free? Is it this summer?
He can.
It's weird. I don't really understand the situation myself.
There's a clause in his contract which means he can walk away from his contract for free this summer. So it's his choice whether he decides to walk away.
Oh, right. It's down to him.
So that's his contract expires in 2022, but obviously this clause means he can walk away from it this summer.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy, I mean, what were you about three when Suarez joined? You must have grown up on him. What were your thoughts on the return of El Pistolero?
Not having that from a former 45-year-old in Suarez's prime, but he was other than Gerrard, my just ultimate sort of childhood hero, like growing purely for his on the pitch behavior,
little addendum in there,
purely just for like as a footballer, I just absolutely loved him. He's still turning up for Atletico this year, which surprised me because he was,
he's not scored a goal in the Champions League, has he, this season?
Well, you know what, his Champions League knockout goal contributions is something like zero for the past 5 years, it's ridiculous.
I seem to remember him megging David Luiz once for Barca. Surely that went
5 years ago.
Oh God, I don't know. I'm old.
David Luiz was at PSG then. I would.
Oh yeah, he was.
Hypothetically, love it if it pull off. I'm not sure if it's how sort of realistic it is, but if we could, I'd love it.
Richie, are you in the Coutinho bar? You're not happy with him. You don't want him back.
Well, in fairness, he stuck with us for another season when Arsenal made that ridiculous bid. And you know, I actually didn't. You know, with Coutinho, it was a bit different. Coutinho felt different. Coutinho, you know, feigned back injuries. He paid out his contract. Suarez did go, and I wished Suarez nothing but the best. And I'd love to have him back. But at 34 years old, has he? You know, he's still got the tenacity. Obviously, I think he'll always have that tenacity. because that's what makes him who he is. But again, I think it's a bit of a pipe dream, really. I think it's a bit of a fabricated story just to get Liverpool fans thinking, oh, the return of, you know, the Uruguayan vampire. I mean, Suarez.
yeah. No, I agree. I think it's one of them where it was always bound to come out as a link because of the contract situation, but I can't see it happening. But my God, I'd love it. And He'd be a nice little option off the bench. Not like he'd be our starting striker anymore. He'd be there, you know, for rotation, coming off the bench.
I think he's still, you're watching now for Atletico and he wants to play every minute. I don't think he'd want to come and, I know he would have to.
To be at Liverpool?
I think he'd rather play 90 minutes every week.
Like what United have done with Cavani, I think it'd be similar to that. And although he's not injury issues, no one thought that would work, and Suarez is a much better player.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he just would be so good. It's a proper goal scorer as well.
And he'd slide right into the pressing and all that kind of stuff. There'd be no bedding in period for him.
Yeah.
Like, he'd literally just be like, you know what you do every week for the last 20 years of your career? Just hound defenders and run at them. Yeah, do that. Go out there. Have fun, Lewis, lad. Like, but I think we are discussing it a bit too much because, like we say, it's probably not going to happen. It does lead us quite nicely onto our next little segment, though, which we've craftily nabbed from Twitter. There was a list of nine names, former and current Reds forwards. So nine players. We've got to pick three of them to make our dream LFC front three of probably, what, the Premier League era or the last 20 years or something. So the names we've got: Sadio Mane, Robbie Fowler, Roberto, Bobby Firmino, Torres, Salah, Sturridge, Owen, Suarez and Coutinho.
Do we choose one each and then see what three we come up with between us?
I was just going to say pick your three.
Oh, generous. Whatever.
Well, we all know who you're going for, Tommy.
I forgot the list already, but...
Just think of nine good Liverpool attackers in your lifetime and they're probably all there. Right. Not David Ngog, basically. Or Robbie Keane.
Yeah, to be fair. Been blessed since that. But who's going first then?
You go on, Tommy. You're the youngest.
Three attackers then. Striker. Oh... Well, Sturridge in that list.
Yes. I said nine good ones in your lifetime, Tommy. Come on.
I don't like the pressure going first. I'm going to obviously Suarez, Sturridge. I'm going to choose Firmino because I think it'd be not loyal to the brand if I didn't.
None of them want to play on the wing. You've just got three central strikers huddled together.
I didn't even notice those wingers involved. I did not want to go first here.
We're moving on from your cluster of strikers.
Yeah,
and we'll let Richie go. Richie, are you going to bless us with a winger this time?
I didn't know.
I think there's only two in there, to be fair.
Yeah, there are only two. And I feel like if I went for Salah and Mane, then there's too many decent centre forwards, like far too many that Liverpool have been blessed, haven't we, like over the years with strikers. So I'm going to go a bit left field here. And mine, obviously, number one has to be Robbie Fowler. 186 goals, 49 assists. I think he's just phenomenal. You know, there's a reason why people still call him God. So yeah, Fowler will be in for me, and I'm gonna play alongside him, Mohamed Salah up top. And you can't take anything away from Salah. I still think he's phenomenal. I still think he's probably, apart from Gerrard, the best player that Liverpool have had in the past 10 years. So I'm having Mohamed Salah up there as well, and just behind them in a 10, I'm gonna play Bobby Firmino.
I thought you were going to say Coutinho in the 10, then I was like, hang on.
No. I'm going to play Bobby Firmino in the 10 because not only has he got 84 goals for Liverpool, he also has 61 assists, which is the most assists out of all of those nine in that you know, selection that we could choose from. Did you know that Firmino has 40 assists in the Premier League for Liverpool?
Tommy knows everything about him.
And that's the third best in the Premier League era for Liverpool. So Firmino has the third best.
They must have only started counting assists since 2015, Richard.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm going up top God, next to him the Egyptian King, and just behind them, Bobby Firmino.
What's a king to a god? okay, right, I'll go with mine then. God, it's hard. I had my three and now I'm looking at him like, oh God, it's well hard this. But I'm going Salah as well. I'm going Suarez. I'm going Mane. You can't argue.
No one can argue with any of them.
And no, to be fair, they're all banging.
I did not realise, although you could probably argue with mine because I did not realise they were wingers. But...
No, but that's all right. We just stick them all together. They'll do bits, won't they?
Strike up front. I've made a new tactic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the tactic I played on Football Manager 18. Yeah. Just three strikers.
I also like the fact Fowler had 17 headed goals. And could you imagine if you could choose the wing backs as well? You're obviously choosing Robbo and Trent, whipping those balls.
Just ping that in.
Just pinging them into Fowler's head just to donk them in. So, Michael Owen, shout out to Michael Owen, because that was so close. I was like, oh, I just can't. It was Owen or Salah, and I'm like, I'm picking Salah every day.
Regardless of whatever Owen did on the pitch for us, he's not going anywhere near.
No, I'll never forgive
him. Not among that set of players. But, no. Richie, we're sticking with you. You've got a fact for us. We need our notepads. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I do. So you need your pen and paper ready, and we'll give you 30 seconds. So, coming fresh off the international break, Tommy and Liam go head-to-head to see who can name the top 10 Liverpool players who have been capped for England the most times. Okay? So
ever?
For Liverpool, yeah. So
yeah, for Liverpool ever.
Yeah. So you have 30 seconds to name... As many as you can. And after 30 seconds, you have to say how many is on your list. Time starts now.
I froze.
English people. Oh my God. Why don't we have any English people?
For those at home, you have to name the top 10 Liverpool players who have been capped for England the most times.
I can't think of anyone.
I've put in some right random ones in here because I'm panicking.
Five. Oh. And your time is up. So,
how many have you got, Tommy?
How many have you got, Liam?
I've got 10.
You've got 10, okay. Tommy, how many?
I've got 10.
Five. Well, I would like a VAR review on Liam starting earlier, and he has therefore been excluded.
Okay, right. So, I think what is going to be best then is if, Liam, you read out your 10, and I'll give you a total score. And then, Tommy, if you read out your 5, and I will give you a total score.
Okay. Gerard. Oh, you're not saying whether or not they're in until
the end of the list.
Right, okay. Sorry. Stevie G, David James. This one I know isn't going to be in there, but Jamie Carragher, Henderson, Milner, Keegan, Owen, McManaman, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Glenn Johnson.
Good score of 4 there, Liam. Good score of 4. Well
four?
Done.
Out of all them, 4?
Tommy?
I would like to choose not to disgrace the family name and not partake. I have gone... I literally just thought of English Liverpool players and I've missed... I was thinking of two spots for one of these. So I got Gerrard and Owen, and I know that Trent, and then I've got Trent, Connor Cody. I thought of Connor Cody as an English Liverpool player before Henderson or Milner, because last time we did the list, Connor Cody, and then David James. How did David James come to my head? I don't know, but he did.
Right,
that's how my brain works.
Who did we get out of?
Okay, yeah. So I'll go through the list, and Tommy, you got 2. So Liam actually wins the fact of the day today.
Come on,
a sympathy point.
So right, I will I'll go through it. So you've got Gerrard, Owen, John Barnes, Kevin Keegan, Emlyn Hughes, Emil Heskey, Ray Clements, Peter Beardsley, James Milner, and the last on the list, Paul Ince.
Oh mate, I can't believe I've completely forgotten some of them.
If anyone got those at home, very, very well done. And just
Barnsley,
the fact did you know that Liverpool have provided a total of 92 players who have played for England and 75 whilst playing for Liverpool? Only Spurs have provided more players for England, with 78 who played for Spurs at the same time as they did for England. So Liverpool have a very good English contingency among them.
Not that we should. Scouts not English, but...
there you go. That's the fact of the day. Let us know how many you got out of that top 10 on the Twitter.
And we're sticking with you, aren't we, Richie? We've got an unpopular opinion.
No, you stole my unpopular opinion last week because I wanted the Conference League. And obviously I wasn't here. So in my absence, you know, jumping my grave.
No,
we're going over to Tommy, I believe.
Right. We are.
So my unpopular opinion... I've seen this cause a bit of divide on Twitter recently. I'm not sure where you both stand here. Do you know what? Oh, this was my opinion, and then we've signed Kanate today, so it's changed.
But we're not signed him. Come on. Calm down.
We're going to sign Kanate, aren't we? We're going to sign him. Based off of what we've seen, Nat Phillips hasn't put a single foot wrong, like, once in my eyes. And if he continues to do so, he deserves a place in the squad next year, in my humble, unpopular opinion.
Go on, Richie. Thoughts on that?
I'm saying Phillips definitely deserves a place in the squad, yeah. I think he's, every time I've seen him, he does seem very calm. He's had great games against West Ham. He had good games against Leipzig. I know he's not the fastest bloke in the world and, you know, on the turn, maybe the Titanic can turn quicker. But at the same time, you know, he's a good squad player. He wouldn't get in ahead of Konate, if we're signing him, Van Dijk, Gomez, but he's certainly a squad player that can do a job for us. He's really good in the air. Again, we noticed the aerial presence before. And I just think, you know, he's not played against, not played alongside Van Dijk. And we know Van Dijk can make Dejan Lovren look like Paolo Maldini. So imagine what he can do with Nat Phillips.
Liam, where do you stand?
No, I can't abide by this. Grant, no, I agree in the fact that, yeah, he's done well when he's played, but it's Nat Phillips, mate. Come on. He'll be, like, Championship next season, probably. Lower Premier League at best. And we've got Virgil coming back. We've got Gomez coming back. Like you say, Konate is pretty much a done deal. I think we'll probably end up signing Kabak permanently.
Matip could stay or leave, who knows?
Yeah, and then Matip. And then I think we'll sell Davis as well. But I think...
I forgot him.
Yeah, the basement dweller. I think we'll sell Davis. I think we literally just signed him on the cheap so we can sell him for profit this summer. But on to Phillips. Yeah, based on these performances, FSG were going to sell him for, what, a few, like a 5 mil maybe last summer. He's come in, done all right for Liverpool. He's going to be wanted by some Championship teams, maybe some lesser Premier League teams. I reckon they'll probably want about 10, 15 mil. And it's a combination of, in the long run, he's not Liverpool standard centre-back. And the fact that, based on his performances, his price and what FSG will be actually able to get for him has skyrocketed, basically. He's probably doubled, tripled, maybe. So they'll be like, yeah, just cash in on him now while we can. It's not like we're going to be relying on him this heavily next season. So, yeah, I don't think he'll... I think he will end up staying around, actually, but I don't think he should next season.
Understandable. I understand the other side of it, but for me, yeah, you know where me and Richie stand.
Yeah, it's nothing against the lad. It's nothing against his performances. Like you say, he's not put a foot wrong, but...
Just a quick one. Let's just say we sell him for anywhere between 10 and 15 million. We know that Kabak's release clause is 18 million. Would you be happy to sell Phillips for around about that figure if we bring Kabak in? So basically, we're getting rid of Phillips, bringing in Kabak.
Yeah, if Matthew stays in the year, then yeah.
Yeah. That'd still be what? That'd still be 5 centre-halves, wouldn't it then?
Yeah, yeah.
No tears would be for it at Phillips leaving, but if he was to leave, yeah.
I like him, I do.
I've got a soft spot for him. I really do.
Ever since seeing the headband and the bandage, and you think, yeah, that's that Paul Lintz right there, Terry Butcher.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Yeah, he's been an absolute solid for us this season. So hats off to you, Nat Phillips, if you're listening. But
do eggs off to you.
I don't know. You'll be playing for, I don't know, Brentford next season or something. Sorry, lad. And on that bombshell. Bye-bye, Nat, and bye-bye, everyone else. That's it for this week. We'll be back same place, same time next week, as always, discussing Liverpool. Ta-ra!
See ya.